Cat Mayo Hour.
Welcome to the Pat Mayo Hour, beginning our actual prep for the 2016 NFL season. We got to do some win totals. They're out. We have some division odds, conference odds, Super Bowl odds, whether or not teams make the playoffs. We're going to break it all down. Jeff Feinberg is here. This is our first football show of the year. We have been going consistently with the golf shows, but that's in the past. We're on to football. You excited for football to start or what?
I am usually well behaved. The younger me would have asked for literally summer could be fast forwarded. If I could be Dorothy and I could click my heels together three times and it could be Sunday at 1 o'clock on September 11th, I would take that. As I've gotten older, life goes by fast enough. I haven't really desired anything fast forwarded, but we're about 2 weeks out and I'm jonesing. Like, I am the volcano that is simmering, Patrick.
We're going to be going through this in alphabetical order in terms of the teams, and we're going to make our best bets and our picks, and they're probably going to all be wrong. We did okay last year. Carolina was our best bet, over 9.5 wins. That hit. That was good news. But other than that, we're probably going to be wrong most of the time. Exemplified by the third member of the team, the people demanded it, Jeff, on the line with us, Tim Undergust!
Tim Undergust.
Not my name.
Oh, no. I heard that was your name, sir.
Well, that's because you have voices in your head.
Well, I mean, I do have an earpiece in. Jeff put in an earpiece, I think, for the first time in his life today, and it's like sticking out at me from across. He has a voice in his head, too, and it's your voice, which is just terrifying news. There we go. You ready to get started with this?
Sure.
Baltimore Ravens are the first team up in the AFC. I should mention this is the AFC preview show. 8.5 is the over-under on the win total. Right now, you have to lay some money to take the under. Minus 135 to the under, plus 115 to the over. 3-1 to win the division, 16-1 to win the conference, 40-1 to win the Super Bowl, and to make the playoffs is plus 140. No is minus 170. They get Joe Flacco back. Steve Smith on the return. They have like 80 receivers and 80 running backs. We're not quite sure who's who and who's starting and who's not. But where do you see them falling in the pantheon of the AFC North?
I can be quick here. I see them winning 9 games. I see them finishing 3rd in the division, missing the playoffs. I feel health will again be a concern for them. I think they're going to need almost perfect health to do better than the prediction I'm giving. I feel they will start well, like they normally do, and they're well coached, but I just feel the season will take a toll on them again physically, and as we wear down, they will find themselves on the outside looking in.
I'm inclined to take the over on the 8.5 on the Ravens too, Tim. Are you feeling the big under here?
Not a big under, but I've had them pegged at 7-9. You know, they were mediocre team. Yes, they had injuries last year, but they were mediocre in terms of offense and defense last year. Superb at special teams, but it's hard to keep that up. You know, Joe Flacco has to come out and have a marvelous season with, you know, okay receivers and, again, okay running backs and a defense that has it really gotten significantly better from last season. I'm dubious about that. So at 8.5, you're sort of being taxed because everyone likes Baltimore. You know, year after year, they're well coached. They're a team that's, before last year, perennially in the playoff hunt. But I'm not buying it, so I have them at 7-9.
Well, the way that the money's coming in right now, more people are taking the under than taking the over. The under is a popular bet. You now have to lay money to bet the under on 8.5. I think Baltimore's kind of underrated. I think having a good head coach is pretty good for the AFC. I mean, listen, since he makes playoffs every year, Marvin Lewis, not the best. Mike Tomlin, are we sure he's a great coach?
But I look at that Cincy.
I don't think he is.
I look at that Cincy lineup on paper, and it's just riddled with star power. And even the players that don't get enough attention, I feel, are highly underrated and productive. Tim sort of said it. The best thing about the Ravens is Tucker at their kicker, and Koch was the best punter in the league. I think he was number one in net punting. They put teams in bad spots. They were able to overcome some things. I did say 9-7. That would lean to the over, but I don't think that's anything I'm prepared to bet on.
No, it wouldn't be a strong bet for me either, but I think their defense might look a little bit better now that Flacco's actually back. Maybe they can sustain some drives and keep the defense off the field, because it's a bit different when you're playing defense when Ryan Mallett or Jimmy Clausen, your buddy, Tim, the Clausen bag, Like, they're terrible. Joe Flacco's actually pretty good, and maybe he can reinvigorate this offense just a little bit.
I know this is a weird thing, or maybe not a weird thing to look at, but I guess Vegas puts out lines for all games. If you could, you know, some places really only take week one action, but there are...
I'm not big of looking at strength of schedule, because we don't... Put it this way, if we knew how good teams were going to be in week 10... We'd all be millionaires by going to Vegas and betting on this.
I'm just saying, of their 16 games right now, Vegas only has Baltimore favored in six of them.
Okay. So
that could be something to pay attention to. I will say this, and maybe I might have the order wrong, and we'll get into it more when we do an NFC show, but to everything you said, Pat, Carolina, I believe last week, you could have bet them at a pick'em against Jacksonville, against Tampa, against really bad... Those were, like, teams...
At the beginning of last year.
The book saw, like, week one, Carolina comparable to Jacksonville. You know?
Turns out they weren't.
Apparently not. So, we'll take everything with a grain of salt that the books want to give us.
So we're going, both of you and I are going slight over. Tim, you're going slight under?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the AFC East and the Buffalo Bills, Tim. Let's go, Buffalo. 8.5. Wins for the Buffalo Bills, who are already decimated on defense. They're dealing with suspensions. They cut Carlos Williams. Like, give me the under on 8.5 big time. I'm not alone on this. You now have to lay $1.60 to win $100 on the under, plus 130 to the over, 5-1 for the division, 30-1 to win the conference, 71 to win the Super Bowl. To make the playoffs is plus 180. I think that minus 225, if you can find a place to parlay some of these together, the Bills not to make the playoffs at minus 225 seems basically like a lock to me.
I agree. I mean, this team last year was as well as it did exclusively on the basis of the offense. They were the ninth best offense by DVOA in the NFL last year. Which, you know, I think people who aren't really paying close attention might be surprised. This is a Rex Ryan coach team. He prioritizes defense, and yet they were 24th last year in defense, and they're already injured. I mean, the Bills' path to the playoffs, the story you have to tell to get them in the playoffs, is no significant regression from the offense, which probably overperformed at ninth overall, and an uptick to 14, 15, 16 overall in defense. And I don't think bringing Rob Ryan on board is going to help that in any significant way. Unless Tyrod Taylor really blossoms into something I don't anticipate and you don't anticipate and probably Jeff doesn't anticipate, I think it's very, very difficult for the Buffalo Bills to get to 9 wins.
I have them.
Particularly since the AFC East have a very tough out-of-conference schedule and in-conference schedule.
Who do they play at a conference?
They are playing the NFC West.
Ugh. That's not good at all. Jeff, are you going over or under here?
They have an easy early season slate. I will give them that.
Who do they play?
The Bills have a very early season schedule. Six of their first seven opponents are the Ravens, Jets, no Tom Brady, Patriots, Rams, 49ers, Dolphins. They could start 5-2. I know that's...
And still hit the under.
Yeah. That being said, my overall prediction for Buffalo is 8-8. I will say this, though. I would rather bet them to make the playoffs than bet them on the over.
Yes, if you're going to bet,
the
over.
If things go right for them, I think there is an opportunity with that week schedule. I know many fans in and around think it's always a potential time for the Patriots to regress.
Oh, we'll get to Tim's. Yeah,
and
we know
someone,
Tim does.
And someone to step up. And I know for a fact who it's not going to be in that division, and Buffalo sits ahead of that. So we'll see.
I don't see them getting to even eight wins.
Well, I project 8-8.
Like they're.
I have 6-10.
But if they went 6-10, how surprised am I? Like that's not a earth-shattering.
I would find it far more likely they go 6-10 than go 9-7.
Fair. I mean, the suspension stuff. I mean, you mentioned the Carlos Williams, Darius. Well, what a really unfortunate situation. Because I'll tell you what, it ain't marijuana. You don't go to rehab for marijuana. This guy he's from the deep south. My guess is purple drink.
Get some drank in you?
Yeah. Purple drank.
Have you ever had any purple drank?
No. I know, like, from the Sunny D commercials where it's like Coke, purple stuff.
I don't think that was purple drank.
Sunny D, your mom's the coolest.
No, I think if that was purple drank, then people would be gravitating towards the purple drank instead of the Sunny D.
And I just want to underscore with Buffalo. I've probably watched more Rex Ryan games than anyone here combined. And I can say that I think the NFL has passed him by. Watching last season, I think he's an old dog with old tricks. And if they're struggling again this season on defense, like, he's not a bad bet. He and Mike McCoy are the two I have down for most likely to be fired first in the season.
You know what?
I think Rex is probably a pretty good one.
We'll get there, but the guy that you project his team to win the division, you can't say is going to be fired first, but we'll get there. I agree with Rex because I think Pegula's Kim and Terry aren't going to waste any time. Their outside consultants have pretty much let them know Rex is a dumpster fire, but they're sort of at the early stages of the contract, and they'll give him another chance. I'm not seeing much luck, but I am excited about the offense. Like, I think the defense can be exciting if Sammy can stay healthy. They've just never been able to get another receiver, and they never drafted one. And Sammy can't stay healthy.
Well, like Tim said, if Tyrod Taylor, like, breaks out and becomes, like, a top 10 quarterback, at least for this season, they can get there. I have no doubt about that. I just don't think it happens.
Agreed.
Strong under on the 8.5 for me. Tim?
I have them at 6-10, so I suppose 2.5 games is relatively strong.
Jeff?
Yeah, I got them at 8-8, so I'm sort of – my predictions are
mild under?
Mild under.
Cincinnati Bengals, 9.5 is their number. People like that number. They are betting that to the over. It's -135. The under's +105. 170 to win the division. 8.5-1 to win the conference. 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. And to make the playoffs, they are a -150 for yes, +120 no. Is this the year that A, Cincinnati finally takes the leap, they get healthy for the playoffs, they have Dalton, and go to the Super Bowl? Or is this the year that it kind of all falls out? Because no Eifert to start the season. I mean, they only really have A.J. Green as a receiver. Yes, Tyler Boyd's exciting, but we don't really know what he's going to end up doing. The defense looks really good. The lines both look really good. I would say that it's an over. I think they get to double-digit wins, but I could see people seeing it the other way. Tim?
I love the over. I have them at 13-3. This is the best offense in football last
best
year.
Best offense in football? Do you think they're going to be the best offense in
by
football
DVOA,
again?
By DVOA, they were the best offensive football last season.
Do you think they're going to do that again?
I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Tim Super Bowl picked the Bengals.
They're going to win their division. This is such a consistent team. They make the playoffs almost every single year. Marvin Lewis, you know, has a – of course, he never wins the games in the playoffs historically, but – Peyton Manning never won before he won a Super Bowl either. So, I mean, these tropes are true until they aren't. This team is loaded. Pretty much wherever you turn your eyes, this team is loaded. And I think, I mean, they almost beat Pittsburgh last year with A.J. McCarron at quarterback. They did everything they could to throw that game away. And that was probably the hardest game they were going to play in the playoffs. So they're ready, locked and loaded. I love them this season.
I really don't need to say much. Tim really took a lot of my sentiment. 13 is a lot.
13's a big number.
It's a big number.
Against the Steelers and Ravens.
So, but even like 11 or 12, I think this is a really good team. And much like Tim, I don't buy into they can't because they always lose in the first round. Quickly into last
year. Who cares if they lose in the first
round? No, but I'm saying quickly into last year, I had an all-cat Super Bowl. Like, to me, Carolina and the Bengals, like, early in the fall, we're like, we could have an all-cat bowl. From the AFC, I think it's weaker at the top, and I think Cincinnati has just as good a chance as anybody representing the conference. I know, you know, a lot of people will say they can't because they've never done it before once the playoffs begin. I can't wait to bet on the Bengals in what would be hopefully not even wild card round.
That could be a problem, though. They get the bye, then they play a good team in the second round.
Okay, fair, but I could see us not even have to be betting on the Bengals in a playoff game until round two. That's the type of regular season I do see them having. They're going to finish ahead of Pittsburgh. I had said Baltimore would be in third. I'll take the over 9.5. This is a double-digit win team.
So we're all going with the over on the Bengals. Tim, do you think that they're going to win the Super Bowl?
No. I do not.
You don't. So 8.5-1 to win the conference is a bet you'd be interested in?
Well, I mean, I don't think those are very good odds, to be perfectly frank with you. I mean, yes, I think it's going to happen, but those seem like short odds.
Well, they're one of the favorites.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
get that. I think you would be better off just betting them money line every game once they get to the playoffs, rather than tie up your money on a conference bet this early in the season.
Yeah, I could actually see them. I mean, if they're 13-3, they're going to be favorites in all those games if they are the 1 or 2 seed. Likely.
Well, maybe. I mean, if they played the Patriots in the second round, just, you know, they might be a 1-point favorite just because people would love to bet on New England, right?
So Cincinnati is 8.5-1 to win the conference. Pittsburgh is 5.5-1 to win the conference. Denver is 7-1 to win the conference. Like, that's probably what they were going to be. I mean, maybe you can make
that
same bet when it gets to January, but If you think that they're going to go all the way to the Super Bowl, I think you would jump in on that now.
You could put a small amount. I'd hate to tie up too much money on an 8-1 bet or 8.5-1 bet.
What do you think about this? Instead of betting the over 9.5, what if you just bet them to make the playoffs at -150? Because you have to lay -135 to go over
anyway. I'd like 50 more. That makes a lot of sense.
And you pay the extra 15 cents to
and
give
you
yourself
get a wild card
at 9-7 potentially.
Takes the division.
Because,
yeah, I can't really foresee a scenario where they. I mean, I guess 9
the
could get you
again,
in, but.
Right?
For 15 cents for peace of mind, that's not a bad.
Well,
bad idea.
Let me throw this back the other way. Tim says they're going to the Super Bowl. Do you worry that the Bengals are Ander cursed?
No, because that's not a thing.
It is a thing.
It's definitely a thing.
So, yeah, that's a concern.
So,
I didn't make a Super Bowl future. I just said they're going to.
Yeah, but they might go like 0-16 now. Like, dealing with that level of voodoo against you, like, that's rough sailing. Like, Dalton already got hurt last year. Who knows? He might, like, fall off a cliff this year. Like, literally fall off a cliff. Cleveland Browns, 4.5 is their win total. To bet the over, weirdly enough, you get -135. People are on the over. -135 to the over, +105 to the under, 28-1 to win the division, 100-1 to win the conference, 200-1 to win the Super Bowl. To make the playoffs, the Browns are +675. You need to lay $1,200 to win $100 for the Browns not to make the playoffs. Now, so far in the preseason, the Browns look okay. That first team offense is clicking. Bobby Griffin, he looks all right. Josh Gordon's going to be coming back in week 4. Do you foresee any chance that the Browns, A, sniff the playoffs, or B, get to the 4.5?
I got under.
You got under 4.5.
I like the coach. I like the hire. It's still going to be a tough road to 5.
I think I like the
over. I feel the same way.
I think I like the over on this. I think they could go 5-11. Why not?
Sure, they could, but
they
still think.
They could go 6-10.
I think with that division, I think it's a tough road to 5. I've got them at 4-12, 3-.
They're playing a last place schedule, so that helps.
Yeah.
They get to play your buddies, the Chargers.
And they'll lose that game.
Probably, but you never know what's going on in San Diego. If Mike McCoy is the first coach to be fired, losing a game to Cleveland would probably help with that.
That would be very Ellen of Coach McCoy.
I'm going to take the over on the Browns. Do you think that Robert Griffin could be good this year?
Some.
Yes. Why not? I mean, if he's healthy, when he was as close to 100% healthy as we're going to see him, he was, of course, hurt coming out of Baylor. If he's 100% healthy, that guy was one of the fastest people in the NFL. And he threw with precision. He was developing in terms of a quarterback who could actually read options down the field. He had some unquestionable luck in his first season with the Redskins when they made the playoffs, too. But yes, I think he could be okay. If Josh Gordon is even on the Browns by week 4, I think there's probably a decent chance they'd probably trade him before that. But if
they're not going to trade him.
Yeah, well, that's what you would say if you were actually trying to trade him. Why the heck would you put your cards on the table? But let's assume he stays with the Browns. And listen, why couldn't those two connect for, I mean, was it 2 seasons ago that the Browns were, 7-6 going into December? And, I mean, that's not inconceivable. I mean, could this team go 7-9, 6-10, 8-8? I mean, in the sort of the range of outcomes, it wouldn't be a shocker, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think they'll be 4-12. I think Griffin will probably not play the whole season because why would you think he's going to play a whole season? But I do like Hugh Jackson. I do think in 2-3 years' time, this team will be turned around.
I think that the Hugh Jackson influence right away, just the way that they can run the ball offensively and have almost the Jeremy Hill, Gio Bernard style with Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell, or even if they find someone else to play the Jeremy Hill role, I think they can keep a lot of these games close. I think they're going to be a team that covers a lot, and I think they're going to get some upsets. I really like
I agree with you there.
I really like the over of 4.5.
I would like to take against the spread, yeah.
Well, put it this way, if they're going to be a team that competes against the spread every single week, I mean, they're probably not going to be, 10-point underdogs every single week. If we start getting to the 7 or the 3s or something like that, you start playing close games. You can win. Anyone can win close games. That tends to be a coin flip when it gets down to it. And give me a team with a good head coach that is making the right decisions and can run the ball for 3 yards when they have to. And I feel like this team can do that.
Don't disagree with you, but I think all the 4 games they win this year will be coin flip games that go their way. I can't envision a game in which they'll be in where you think Cleveland should either decisively or pretty comfortably win this game. any of their wins are going to be coin flip wins.
Over under. Four and a half.
Under.
You're just taking the under?
Under.
You haven't sold
the
me.
Under.
Well, you guys should bet the under. You're getting money to bet the under right now. Plus 105.
Yeah, but I'm not.
My prediction is 4 and 12. Like, so.
Well, I mean, how much far under 4.5 can you really go?
No, but I'm saying
about
it's not like.
Games?
It's like if a team is favored by, like, I'll use this in a different sense. If a team is favored by a couple points in a football game, and I think they're going to win by 3 points, that's not enough for me to, like, if a team's favored by 3, I've got to think they're winning by at least a touchdown for me to want to bet the game.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
I understand like,
that.
So, yeah, there's not enough here, you know, enough value in my opinion. I do like the under. I don't see them getting to 5.
Next team, the defending Super Bowl champions, the Denver Broncos, no longer with Brock Lobster. No longer with Peyton Manning. We have, like, Mark Sanchez, maybe Trevor Siemian, maybe some Paxton Lynch. We don't know who the Week 1 starter is right now. But their win total is 9.5 wins. To bet the over is plus 120. People are pounding the under. It's betting $150 to win 100. But they're still plus 175 to win the division. To make the playoffs, they're still minus 130. No is even money. To win the conference 7-1, to win the Super Bowl 18-1. This is one of my favorite plays on the board. I'm going to be taking that plus 120 and betting the over 9.5 wins for the Denver Broncos. This defense has not changed. They had poor quarterback play all last year. I think they can make 10 wins in that division on defense alone.
I'm going to bet the under, and I don't even think they're going to the postseason.
Well,
I'll take the no plus 100 there. I think it's all just going to – it's just not going to happen.
I agree they overachieved defensively last year, especially as the season wore on. But, like, who is beating them in that division?
Somebody.
Kansas City?
Maybe.
Who was a better team last year by
just
the numbers?
Somebody.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't play by the numbers. We played by a Super Bowl winner, Tim.
Yeah, no, they won the Super Bowl. And I'm excited that the team of my personal preference plays them twice in the first, like, 6 weeks of the year.
No, I think that even as reigning Super Bowl champions, they're being incredibly undervalued right now.
Yeah.
We talked about Week 1. We've been talking about The Office all day. Everyone is on Carolina. Carolina's going to win.
I love Denver Week 1.
Denver Week 1, too. And, I mean, no one was as wrong as possible as you and I on the Super Bowl. Tim nailed it. And I don't see things really changing all that much when the drop at quarterback isn't as substantial as people think. It's a name value drop at quarterback.
Week 1 is going to be a gonger. Caroline is going to go in there and bust some faces.
So what is it that you don't like about Denver, Tim? Is it the rest of the division being good, or is it that they're not good?
So I guess there's a few things in play. First would be defense is so much harder to repeat.
Agreed.
Year to year at a high level than offenses. That's just a fact of NFL life. Secondly, Mark Sanchez has basically played himself out of the job. So you're going to have Siemian in there, who took one snap at a kneel down last year, commanding the offense.
No picks?
He was with Northwestern 2 years ago.
Never thrown a pick in his life.
Really? He never threw a pick at Northwestern?
No, not in the NFL. As a pro, perfect.
He might be okay. He might not be okay. Who knows? Gary Kubiak's a lovely quarterbacks coach. He did quite a few good things last year with Brock Osweiler, who probably isn't all that good to begin with. But, you know, that offense last year was bad. And they were 25th in DVOA last year on offense. Let's say they get to 17 or 18, and they've improved. That's a reasonable improvement. The odds of them being first, second, third, fourth in defense, they were first last year, to me, I'm dubious about. So if you add that with a Chiefs team, which I think is better, a Raiders team, which I think is significantly better. You know,
I think the
Chargers are kind of a tomato can. But you put that division together, I just don't see how. Initially, I had 8-8 for Denver, and then I was like, you know what? I don't even think they're going to win that many games. So I knocked them down to 7-9.
I got 7-9 also.
I have 11-5 for the Broncos. I think they're going to be all right. I think they're actually going to be pretty good and challenge for a bye in the first round. Just teams coming off the Super Bowl. I like them. I don't so much like the losers of the Super Bowl, the team that wins the Super Bowl. You know, they tend to get back to the playoffs the next year, and I think that Denver can do that. And like I mentioned, I don't think the drop-off at QB is that substantial. I mean, Tim just mentioned that they had, you know, a bottom-third offense last year. Even if they improve, you know, marginally from that, get up to 20th, and the defense, let's say, drops to 6th instead of 1st, I still think they can get to 11 wins there. But I'm also a lot lower on Oakland than I guess Tim is. We'll find out in a second if Jeff is. The Texans, 8.5. Another one of our best bets last year, Texans to win the division.
I'm also really high on these guys for this year at these numbers.
The
as
Texans.
Well.
All right, so it's 8.5 is the win total. People are on the over. It's -130. The under is even money to win the division, +260 to make the playoffs, even money to win the conference, 25-1 to win the Super Bowl, 55-1 for the Houston Texans.
I like every single one of their futures.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about the Texans that you like so much?
I just think they're improved in many ways, and I really liked a lot of things that were already there. I think the division is weak. I think that 8.5 is soft. I think the talent level is extremely high. I think the outright division is very much in play for them. And at that point, if I think a team's going to win the division or make the playoffs in the AFC, I think a Super Bowl wager is warranted.
Especially if the Super Bowl wager is 55-1,
that's
because
sort of,
if you make that and they make the playoffs, you can start hedging against that in each of the rounds.
I really like this team. I really like Brock Osweiler.
I don't. I don't think that Brock Osweiler is substantially better than Brian Hoyer.
Okay.
I just don't. I don't think he's a good quarterback. I think he drops back. I think he's slow. I think he takes a ton of sacks. I think he locks into one receiver and just focuses on that guy. And, you know, when DeAndre Hopkins is your primary receiver, that's an okay thing. It's not bad. The additional Lamar Miller should help. I'm really torn. I have them at 9-7, so I have the slight over. But if they went 8-8, that wouldn't surprise me. If they went 6-10, that also wouldn't surprise me. I think they're a team that has a lot of different outcomes, and it really depends. Almost like I mentioned with Denver, is how well their defense plays. And I have far more faith in Denver's defense than I do in the Texans' defense, although they probably have the best player on earth in their defense. I'm actually going to go with the slight under on the Texans. Tim, what about you?
Jeff and I have been agreeing a lot on this podcast, but we disagree quite vehemently on this one. I dislike all of their odds this season, except for the no in terms of will they make the playoffs.
That's -130, by the way.
I still like that. I don't think this team is good enough to make the playoffs in what I think is a significantly improved division over last year. I don't believe in Brock Osweiler. Their best player on defense is hurt, and if you believe all the stories you're reading about how he's recovering, dubious that he's 100% and that he's going to be 100% at the start of the season. They play a first-place schedule, which they didn't get to play last year. That matters. Their special teams is garbage. Will it be better this season? I mean, it can't be any worse, but...
Got better when they brought in my boy Nick Novak.
It was dead. The first thing they did in the playoffs last year was give up a kick return touchdown, because that's how terrible they were on defense. I understand why you go after Osweiler.
I don't.
I understand what... Well, yeah, because you need a quarterback, right? You have to have somebody. Last year in the playoffs, by halftime, their season was over. And, like, you should have somebody you can depend on to get you out of holes like that.
Hey, so Brock Osweiler's not that guy.
He might be.
He's not.
He might be. I don't think
I'd be willing to wager that he's not.
I don't like this team. I don't like very much about this team, other than Hopkins, who's awesome. And then if and when Watt gets back to 100%, of course, he could dominate on his side of the ball. But I just see a lot of danger, and I see a lot of dragons with this team, and I wouldn't be touching them with a 6-foot pole.
Dragons. I like the under. Like 8-8, 7-9. Like if they went 9-7 and win in the division, that could happen. It's more likely to be 8-8, 7-9 for me.
Double-digit win team?
Double-digit win team. On the Texans.
But I'm not condoning, but you have to understand, I wouldn't condone the overplay if I thought they're going 9-7. Like, I'd say I lean the over.
Yeah.
But I'm on this
heavy
over. Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's a game and a half, almost two games, I think. That's just what I feel. I'm a big fan of the coach. I know a lot of people disagree with that, too.
Maybe, but Bill O'Brien has been pretty decent for the first 2 years, you'd have to say, based on a team that, you know, was kind of garbage, but not garbage. They were very middling when he took them over with Gary Kubiak in those last few seasons. The Indianapolis Colts, 9.5 wins is their win total, +150 to bet the over, -180 to bet the under, yet they're +110 to win the division. Now, this is weird. The public is very big on betting the under 9.5 for the Colts, but the odds makers still have them at +110 to win the division, 12-1 to win the conference, Super Bowl 25-1. They're not adjusting those odds. I feel like Vegas believes in the Colts a little bit. I kind of like the over in the fact that I'm going to get, you know, 3-2 on my money to bet the over. Now, I can see the Texans, Jags, and Tennessee being bad, and they go 5-1 in the division. Andrew Luck is healthy, and, you know, everything's all good like it was, you know, not last year, but the 2 years before that. Maybe I'm a sucker for believing that because their defense kind of stinks. But if they can just outscore everyone else in that division and not play a first-place schedule, which they're not, I could see them getting to double-digit wins.
I like them as well to go over their number. I think they'll battle with Houston for the division. I prefer to bet Houston to win the division, but I think they'll clear that 9.5 and a plus 150. I like it. The defense concerns me. Vontae Davis goes down. The baby maker Cromartie comes in, and that
Tim's buddy.
That can be a concern.
Couldn't be any happier to get him out of there. Couldn't be any happier to see him on another AFC team. He is no good. You are being scammed, Indianapolis, if you give him a dime.
Well, listen, the guy, signed on August 15th. Like, I don't think there's any GM in the league, including the one in Indy, Gregson, that had to sign him that thinks they got, like, some star. He's a body that had to sign in the middle of August.
Well, that is the kindest thing that can be said about him at this point in his career.
So are you going with the over or the under on the Colts?
So this is the team in the AFC I had the most trouble with. And I've probably spent almost as much time thinking about them as I have on several other teams combined. I have them at 9-7, so I guess they're a slight under. I mean, listen, they were the third worst offense in the NFL last year, but they didn't have Andrew Luck, so I don't know how much we can read into that. The receiving core is still young, but I still think it's talented. Luck, I think I still have unbridled enthusiasm about Luck. I don't like their defense at all.
No one
I was
does.
Surprised to see they, I was surprised to see they were the 13th best defense in football last year.
Ugh.
I'm dubious that'll continue, which is higher than I would have thought. I think they'll probably moonwalk from that, probably down a little lower this year. Again, I don't think they've significantly improved on the defensive side of the ball, but they will improve on the offensive side of the ball almost certainly with Luck coming back. So I looked at it long and hard, and I just threw up my hands and said I'd be 9-7. And I did this before I looked at the win totals, and it's 9.5. So I suppose I shade the under, but, I can understand a person going with the over.
Another team in that division, the upstart Jacksonville Jaguars.
Here we go.
7.5 wins. People love the over. Mm-hmm. -120 to bet the over, -110 to bet the under to win the division, +320 to win the conference, 22 Super Bowl. 50-1 to make the playoffs is +180 right now. The no is -225. I am not a believer in the Jags. I think they are somewhat improved, especially on defense. I think they're going to run the ball more. I think it's attainable that they get to 8 wins, 9 wins. I would still lean the under, maybe 7-9, 6-10. But, Tim, I have a feeling you're going to pick them to win, 14 games.
No, I have them at 10 wins, winning the division. I think they're the best team. And it's the little stuff that people don't realize. Like someone like Dante Fowler, who couldn't play all last year. He apparently in camp has been a monster. I love their offense. I love Bortles. I think the world of Hearns. I think Robinson is a lovely player. I have faith in their running game and their offensive line still. And I really like Gus Bradley. I know his defense has struggled the last couple of years, but I have every confidence that he can still reconstruct that defense to be competitive. I mean, and look who he's coming up against, Houston. Blah. They're okay, but they're no world beaters. Indianapolis has got a transcendent player, a quarterback, but then it sort of falls off after that for the most part, and Tennessee is still a significant work in progress. So I think, Jacksonville has been progressing. Jacksonville last year showed all the marks of a team getting successful. They were still, in the only 21st in offense, 26th in defense. It is a bit of a leap to faith, but I'm going to make it. I just have an instinctual and sort of just when I've watched Jacksonville play in the preseason too, and I watched them play the Jets recently, and I saw what I thought was actually the better team in whatever the heck colors they call themselves now, teal and brown and black or whatever. I really like the Jags. I think that I love the over at 7.5. I love the division. I love the yes to make the playoffs. That's where we'll stop.
I just see Tim is like skipping the middle year. And for a while, I thought Jacksonville had the talent to just completely go.
Well, Bortles is wildly overrated, by the way.
He's not that good. I thought for a while Jacksonville would skip, when they got good, they would literally skip that middle stage, and they would go from 4-12 to 12-4, something that's not totally uncommon in the NFL. But the more I look at it, I actually see this being a middle year for them. So I got 8-8. I got 7-9, just sort of right on the number we've been asked to give, especially with how high I am on the Texans, and I think the Colts go over. There's got to be some room for error. I agree with Tim on the Fowler stuff. They bring in Jalen Ramsey, fifth overall. Looks like things are going in the right direction. I'm a big fan of Gus Bradley, and I'm as happy he's been able to be given the opportunity to see it through, because I think there is a really bright light at the end of the tunnel. Like you, though, Pat, I am not entirely sold on Blake Bortles. I still think there will be mistakes there. It's easy when it's 28-7 at halftime to impress everyone with a fantasy team and do what Blake Bortles did. I think they'll be in a lot more grinded-out games, and that will show the moxie of this team. And I think there'll be some tough losses. I think there'll be some exciting wins. In the end, that's seven wins.
Like, the way that I think about it and the way that it would, like, I want to kind of construct it is that when I talked about the Browns, I think they're going to be in a couple close games. Their win total is 4.5. I don't mind going over that, you know, in case they win 40% of those close games. They're going to get over that number. If the Jags just win 50% of their close games, I mean, they're probably going to get blown out in a few of them against some of these good
but
teams.
But I will say I think it's unfair on a talent level to put the Jags and the Browns in the same place.
Yeah, but you're also asking them to have three more wins.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I think they're significantly on different tiers in overall 53-man talent. Like, they're – yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's that far
We're sort of on three different pages. Tim's at the top. I'm kind of on the middle.
And I'm on the bottom.
You're at the bottom.
Yeah, I like the under on the 7.5. So you're slight under. And Tim's strong over.
Gun to my head, 7-9, so under.
Kansas City Chiefs, Tim's buddy, every single season. There is no team better at DVOA and not putting it together on the field than the Chiefs.
It's true. They were sixth in offense and defense and seventh in special teams last season.
And
they were an excellent
and the year before, they were probably top 10 in everything, too.
Well, they missed the playoffs, but they had suffered some injuries and then made a late charge to finish 8-8 the year before that.
Yeah, but
I really like this team again, too.
The problem is, when it comes down to wanting to bet them anywhere beyond winning a division, you got to score. You got to be able – it's 2016. You got to be able to go downfield. You got to be able to – do a lot of things that the Chiefs can win a lot of regular season games. I see them struggling in the playoffs when they're going up against those other teams. When you get to the final eight, the final six, the final 10, those are elite teams.
So what you're saying is that you like the over of the 9.5 because they go over 9.5. They're making the playoffs. That's -125 right now. The division is +190. The conference is 10-1. The Super Bowl is 23-1. I just throw those ones out right now. I don't think Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl. So I'm torn. I can see 10-6 very much in the future for them. I could see 8-8 if things just don't break the right way or there's some sort of
injury.
But does
it matter if you think they're going 10-6? That's not like – that doesn't mean you're going to bet the over 9.5.
No, it would be a no bet for me either way. I think they're around that number, although 8-8, 9-7, 10-6, I think that's probably their range of outcome if everything kind of goes right.
No, I have 12-4, so for me, they're a strong bet.
Okay, so you really like the over.
Like they're an 8. They're an AFC finalist for me. I think they'll lose in the title game, so I could. But so betting them at +1,000 to go to the Super Bowl, I think is perfectly reasonable. I mean, this is a team that almost made the Super Bowl last year. They were, you know, a couple of plays in that Patriots game from probably being in the Super Bowl themselves. So listen, I think this is a really good team.
What?
I understand the.
I don't know what he's talking about. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about?
Well, the Patriots played the Broncos in the AFC.
Yeah, they would have ruined the Broncos.
Okay, you know what? I might agree with that.
Well, the fact they couldn't even win the game, they had to win in the first place.
Sure. Now you're right. We're into semantics here.
Well,
I'm not seeing 12-4. I'm not seeing 12-4 because I don't want to get into it.
Well, we know why.
No, we don't know why. We don't know why, but we know that they're usually dog expletive on week one, and someone's going to spoil a party. So that means they'll have to go 12-3 from that point out, and I'm not seeing it.
I'm taking the slight under on the 9.5. It would be a no bet for me. Jeff, where are you going? Over or under?
Over on 9.5, because gun to my head.
10-6 is the number?
They're winning the division, because I don't think.
Well, then make that bet. +190 for the division is not bad.
Then that's the bet. Yeah, that's the bet I like. I think they dethrone Denver, and I don't think the other two teams, even my beloved, are capable of doing that.
The Miami Dolphins. People love the over on the Miami Dolphins, but it's at 6.5. It seems like an artificially low number. I don't really like it, though. I don't think the Dolphins are going
to
be any good.
This is going to be a team that is drafting in the top five next year.
They're
going to
be drafting a quarterback next year, aren't
they? I don't even think that's a bold statement that I'm making. I think this team struggles. I think this team wins four games. I don't like a lot. Finally, they have a coach that you think has the autonomy to bench QB1. Oh, sorry. Is he YR1? Sorry. Yeah, the wide receiver at quarterback just didn't work. And the owner made the other coach stick with it. By all accounts, Philbin has said very little since he's left. And I wish he was still there because my baby owl bit was one of the best in the business. So the fact that that's gone is sad for me because that was great to talk about him before every Dolphin game. But he has said little since his canning other than, by all indications, he didn't have the autonomy to make a quarterback switch. And he, in certain situations, wanted to start Matt Moore and was told from the top that that ain't happening because we paid YR1 to be QB1.
So you're strong on the under. I like the under on the Dolphins too. It'd probably be a no bet for me as I see them, you know, 5-11, 6-10. Maybe they get to 7-9. Maybe they get lucky and go 8-8. I would wager Tim is very high on the Dolphins though.
Yeah, they're the AFC East champions in my opinion. They're the best team in the.
You're sniffing fucking. Wow. You're sniffing fucking glue, man.
Dude, they're winning five games, like four games. They have five games.
Probably the best, other than the LA Rams, probably the best defensive line of football, which is very important because they can do the most important thing you can do on defense.
He's a bit
to the quarterback.
Tim is a big Deion Jordan fan.
Overstated.
Deion Jordan.
I'm not talking about Deion Jordan. I'm talking about Ndamukong Suh. And I'm talking
he
about
doesn't
now
care.
Mario
this,
Williams.
Yeah, guess what? This team has paid a lot of guys. Like, these guys got paid. That's it. There's not a leader on that football team to win a division.
Oh, I don't care about that. I care about their talent, and their talent level is better than the other teams in the AFC East with Brady out for four games. And I look on the offensive side of the ball, you can call him wide receiver one, and that's a smug thing to say, but it's, of course, not a fair statement. He's a perfectly, Ryan Tannehill, he's a perfectly competent quarterback. And I think this season with Devontae Parker, and I think this season that he's going to make a big jump forward. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback and not a replacement.
That doesn't even mean anything.
Teddy Bridgewater was a Pro Bowl quarterback last year.
Yeah, but he wasn't voted into the Pro Bowl. He's going to be voted into the Pro Bowl. I really like this Dolphins off. I love the Arian Foster signing. I think he is tremendous. I have a lot of faith in Ajayi. I think those two together will be a pretty potent running attack. Like I said, I think the receivers are profoundly underrated, and I think we're going to see a very, very nice season out of them.
I am
still convinced in Tannehill, and that defense is just smothering. In my opinion,
I'll say this:
they will carry the day.
I love the guy, the Vance Joseph, who they brought in to be their defensive coordinator, the DB coach from Houston. That's really about as much as I like Adam Gase. This will be another project people want to give him.
Bears fans will tell you.
Yeah, Cutler. We'll see.
Look what nothing Chicago had on offense last year. Hobbled Alshon Jeffery.
Rather have Jay Cutler than Ryan Tannehill.
And a bunch of absolutely not. And a bunch of nobodies. And he turned that offense into something
I don't want
half
to,
decent.
We've really not spoken much at all about schedules because we all agree it's really a crapshoot from one year to another.
Oh, the AFC East schedules are brutal.
But the Dolphins, they've now named the stadium Hard Rock Stadium. It's like the 12th spot.
Which is so cool, by the way.
Did you say that was cool?
It's like
that's so cool. To be at Hard Rock Stadium, I love it.
Who cares? It's the 12th sponsor.
It's the least cool thing in the world.
Either way, they're doing a massive renovation to the stadium, in which helped them acquire, I think, two Super Bowls from now. We'll be back in Miami. But to do that, they asked the league for permission to start the season on the road. So three of the Dolphins' first four games are on the road, at Seattle, at New England, at Cincinnati.
Which is fantastic because they don't have to play in the cold weather in December. Seattle, New England, Cincinnati. Where would you like to play them? At their place in September or December? September, 10 times out of 10.
Well, 0-2 is 0-2, Tim. At Seattle, at New England.
Tom Brady. That's 1-1.
But Tim's going to predict New England to go 0-4 over the first four games.
Listen, I'm a big enough loser. I can admit, like, I feel like I bet the Dan Campbell to beat Bill Belichick on a Thursday night last year. Like, so I'm an idiot, but it's not happening.
The more Tim has talked, the more I really enjoy the under. I'm not going to lie to you. So I'm really
go
feeling.
Ahead.
And yeah, can I say
under.
This?
Plus 165 on the under? That's going to be a bet for
go
me.
Ahead.
I also have a bit of a bias against the Dolphins. That kind of subsided for a few years because that's like even Gary
I
in here.
The Dolphins too.
No, you don't. You love the Dolphins. You pick them to win 10 games every year.
But I still hate them as a team.
And they never get to 10 wins. You're just reverse jinxing them. You undercurse the Dolphins every single year. And Garion feels the wrath of it. He hates you because of it.
My life is surrounded by so many Dolphin fans, Pat. Being a Jewish boy from Toronto, where everyone's grandparents like go and have condos in Miami, and I grew up with an entire age group of guys that got a pennant from their grandma in 89. Watch Marino throw one pass and are Dolphin fans for life.
Well, I mean, the opposite works. The same sort of corollary, but A-Rap actually just had that. Oh, that's not A-Rap at all. Where'd A-Rap go? He had to go cut Fantasy Footballers for the network. Watch Fantasy Footballers on the Fantasy Sports Network. But the same thing happened with A-Rap, but he's a Bucks fan, not a Dolphins fan. And that's the only reason. Because his grandparents brought him home pennants for the Tampa Bay Bucks. So I guess they're... winter home was just outside of Tampa.
Good.
Instead of outside of Miami.
And yeah, maybe the Bucks. That's like during the Lynch, Simeon Rice, the good days. So yeah, maybe that made that easy because Jay Fiedler would have been quarterback.
So strong under on the Dolphins
strong.
For you. I am now on a strong under after listening to Tim take the strong over on the Dolphins, right?
Well, I mean, the nice thing about this is we'll see who's right and who's wrong.
Thanks for that gripping insight.
Well, because you were so damn confident. I think the both of you are absolutely bonkers, crackers, bananas, wrong about this. And all your justifications were, well, the Dolphins never win. Well, the Dolphins don't have leaders. That's such jiggery-pokery. I don't believe in it.
What is jiggery-pokery?
It's an expression for like applesauce or nonsense.
From what time era? Like the 1830s?
Whatever.
No. I'm not wrong, Tim. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Dolphins do never win. The Dolphins might be the most pathetic home field advantage team in football. The Dolphins,
I will not disagree with you there that they're not a good
since 07, they're a pathetic 31-41 as hosts. Their opponents are 30-40. So the teams going in there have had just as good of a chance as winning as they have.
Well, now I can't argue with that. But I think 2016 it's 1,000 points of light for them.
Are you making like early 90s George H.W. Bush references?
Actually, I was making that 1988 reference.
Keep it up with the times. The jiggery, biggery, and 1,000 points of light. All right, Patriots. Let's do this. 10.5 is the over. It's -130. People are still on the over. Even money to bet the under. -188 to win the division. Obviously, no Tom Brady for the first four games. I don't care. They win in the division. They're going over the number because it doesn't matter. They're going to go probably at worst 2-2 with Garoppolo. They could probably go 3-1 anyway. And then Brady's going to come back and light it up. I mean, I'm no Patriots fan, but I'm not oblivious to how good they are.
Yeah, I'm no fan either. And I feel like Tim forever wants the dethroning. But
Tim has picked the Patriots under each of the past 8
this
years.
This is lost
that bet.
This is an 11-12 win team for me.
Yeah, me too.
Going right back to where they always are. January football.
Tim?
This would be with Brady at quarterback, a 10 or 11 win team. But without him, I have him at 9-7.
What do you think they're doing the first four games? Like, what's their record the first four games? Obviously, they're after other than losing to Miami. what's happening to them in the first month? 1-3.
Okay. They're gonna get their doors blown off at Arizona. I think they're gonna lose next week to the Dolphins. I think they'll probably.
What a bad spot for the Dolphins after they get their doors blown off in Arizona, in my opinion.
Maybe it goes the other way. Maybe they beat Buffalo and they lose, or they beat Miami and lose to Buffalo. You know, either which way, I don't think it'll go that way. But you know, I think 1-3 outside chance of 2-2. I suppose it depends whether Garoppolo is good. I mean, deep down, if it's not that, I kind of want them to go 4-0 and Garoppolo be awesome because then I think Belichick is put in a terribly tight spot, and that would be sort of Machiavellian.
What's tight but, spot? There'll be zero tight spots here, Tim.
Are you kidding me?
This if they the go 4-0, you think Brady doesn't...
Anywhere. Well, no, he'd have to be awesome. If he was awesome, he has no soul. He'll knife whomever, whenever. If you think he's got some sort of loyalty to anybody, you have to
if
pay
you
attention.
Think, if you think Tom Brady in 2016 is comparable to Drew Bledsoe's status in, what, 99? It was September 11 Super Bowl, right? So, yeah, 2000.
Yeah.
2001, yeah.
Yeah,
2001. It was 2002 Super
Bowl. Sure. I don't think, like, you're making it, like, off that, like, he benched Brady for, or Bledsoe for Brady. I don't think Brady today and Bledsoe then are in the same level where that can even
no,
be a
Bledsoe
thing.
No, Bledsoe is much younger and has several years left in him, I suppose you're right.
And
there.
Brady is coming off, what, a top three quarterback season?
Listen, I don't think it's going to matter.
I'm being just a bit rascally. I mean, I understand that it's very unlikely.
Tim's being a rascal.
Garoppolo will have no issues as long as they're just running Martellus Bennett Gronkowski crosses. Like, there'll be no issue moving the ball.
We'll see. I'm not so sure. I think this offense is going to struggle to produce, and it really relies on two guys, Gronkowski and Edelman, both of which have a case of the injuries on a relatively consistent basis. And if one of those two players should miss significant periods of time, I don't think Brady can pull the rabbit out of the hat again this year and make that offense flow the way it did. Maybe he
they
can.
Always the seem to...
This sounds like a loop from every other year that we've talked about this.
What team is more capable of surviving any injury?
More capable of surviving? I mean, they don't have talent to plug in.
I don't know.
You know, there's no replacement for... As much as I like Martellus Bennett, there's no other.
You're right, but they got a they got a coach that puts players in positions where they can do what they can, and he doesn't ask them to do things.
Well, we might as well not even play the season then. Let's just put them in the playoffs, and let's not even make them have to.
You're right. Let's
all these things are cut and dried, and it never changes.
I had to take that out. That's too much, Tim. You're too much.
No, I'm not. Come on, we're gonna play this season, but I just
no. But I, you know what I'm saying. You hear this stuff every year. That the Patriots are always going to win. The Patriots are always
going to
win.
And then they do!
You know what, though? You know what, though?
Nothing lasts forever.
Guess what? Guess what lasts forever? As long as you're spinning your wheels in New York, as long as the Bills have probably the worst offseason in the league in terms of what they've had to go through.
They won the offseason, though, according to Rex.
And as long as the Dolphins, you know, can't even defend their home turf, the same story writes itself. Let's move on.
So it's just going to go on forever then? Is that really your
argument? No! It's going to end when a team is good enough to beat them. No one in that division currently is.
But with Brady for full 16 games, I wouldn't actually argue with you. But I think missing those four games...
Yeah, you would. Listen, if Brady wasn't suspended, you'd sit here and tell us how they were going 8-8.
Here's the thing. I'm not
been 9-7.
Completely unrelated. Like, I'm not crazy. I don't just, like, go by what's happened. Like, I personally think Alabama's... In big problem this year. So, and that would contradict how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, that would just, Alabama.
I think Alabama's
finally going to hit a wall. So I'm not just ready to take, say, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. I get it.
No, I get what you're saying. I just experience so much of this ideology with the Patriots all the time that, you know, being the one contrarian standing atop.
The one contrarian, you're the guy who's wrong every year.
I have been, but... Sooner or later, my ship has to come in.
You're playing the odds. The longer you're due, are you?
Rocking back and forth, waiting for Krusty to come.
So he's not in on your comment about the Dolphins having no heart, but he feels like he's due betting against the Patriots.
Yes. Let's go.
Maniac. Let's get to your team, Tim. The Jumbo Jets of New York. They got the Fitz magic back. Their win total, 7.5. People like that win total. It's -130 to go over 7.5. 5-1 to win the division. +185 to make the playoffs. 30-1 to win the conference. 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. So let me hear you tell me how they're going to go 16-0. It's going to be tough with the Dolphins being so good.
I'm at 9-7. And listen, it's a meat grinder of a schedule. And it's deserved. They were 10-6 and finished second. You know, they should have a tough schedule. And I'm baking in about a game's worth of regression from 10-6. But, you know, and nevertheless, I still think they have one of the better receiver 1-2 combos in the NFL. That defense is still loaded with talent. Darren Lee, I think, is a wonderful linebacker. who will pay dividends. I really like the coach. I think Todd Bowles is smart. I think if, as you watched last season, he was getting better every single game, it seemed to me, as a manager and as a leader of men, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, he's a leader but of men, and that benefits their team, but a team having no heart is just, that's moronic.
He was so stoic earlier in the year. I think he came around and sort of, like, really embraced what it was to be a head coach.
So you can point that, you can sit there and point that out through the TV, yet Jeff saying Ndamukong Suh doesn't care, when that's kind of clear.
Me acknowledging that Sue and Mario Williams and every guy the Dolphins bring in there is just seemingly just happy cashing paychecks and being held to zero accountability, and no one in their locker room, in my opinion, will hold anyone accountable.
It sounds like they need to go out and draft an accountability buddy.
And then they draft Laremy Tunsil with a great system in place in Miami. I don't know how we got back to Miami, but I'm done.
Because you just have a hate on for them.
I think the Jets are going to be all right. I see natural regression coming from Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I think they overachieved a bit last year. A lot of things really went right for them.
To me, their record depends on their defense. Do you think their defense can be top 10, Tim?
I do think it can be top 10. I don't see – I mean, they were fifth in DVOA last year, so if they were like eighth or ninth this year, I think that's reasonable. The offense at 14 is – I mean, listen, they've got some pieces where you can certainly tell yourself a story with Forte, you know, still playing good football. Maybe Fitzpatrick throws a couple fewer interceptions, although he got lucky last year. Marshall and Decker stay fully healthy. They contribute. Jason Myers is useless, but I'm sure they'll still throw him balls. And maybe they eke out one or two extra wins that they didn't get last year. The game against the Raiders, for example, it's terrible luck. Fitzpatrick breaks his hand in the fur, whatever he did, injure himself, sorry. Early in the game, Geno Smith came in. Of course, that was a guaranteed loss. And then the massacre at Orchard Park last January. So, I mean, they had a couple of bad luck games. They had a couple of good luck games. But I think you're right to say there's some regression coming. And I don't want to see the world here just through completely Jets tinted glasses. I think they're a wild card challenger, 9-7.
Well, I mean, Jets tinted glasses. I mean, those would be like what? What color green is the Jets?
Hunter green.
Hunter green. So your Hunter green tinted glasses. I mean, that'd be pretty cool when you went to Hard Rock Stadium, wouldn't it?
Listen, it is a very cool name, and I stand by that.
What makes you think that's a cool name?
Because I always like Hard Rock cafes to begin with.
Which are like the least cool things. You know what's pretty cool? When I go to Hard Rock Cafe in Planet Hollywood. My favorite restaurant is Applebee's.
When I was like 12 and we were on family vacations, like, oh, I wanted to go to Hard Rock. And then as you get older, you realize, wow, that's just like a cash grab shill of a restaurant.
I was walking down. We walked past the Hard Rock Cafe. I didn't realize there was one around.
In the Sky Dome?
No, there's one at Dundas Square.
Wow, shows what I know.
Yeah, I walked past. There was some
shows how far the Hard Rock Cafe has fallen.
Yeah, it's basically a shitty chain restaurant where people like Tim wear their like once a year leather jackets and go.
I think like Indian Casino Reserve people own them, and people were surprised that they didn't name the stadium after the casino that's nearby the stadium there. But
see, that'd be a lot cooler. Name the stuff after casinos.
Anyways.
Don't think the NFL would have allowed that.
I'm going to go slight over on the Jets.
I feel the next team will be exciting.
Jets.
To talk about.
Jets for you, though. Over under. 7.5, over under.
7-9, so that's a slight lean under.
And Tim, you're over?
Yeah, I'm over. It's not a heavy over, but it's an over.
Okay. Can someone explain to me why the Raiders are 8.5 wins? That's their win total. How is that not an automatic under?
Because it's what the public will bear, and Vegas has decided, the public has decided that this is the team on the rise.
This is
the
team
rise.
This year? It's
that
not.
This is the team.
It's not the team
on the
rise.
People... You know, Amari and Carr are roommates, so therefore they must have great chemistry.
Best friends.
Khalil Mack.
Down here in my notebook.
What? That they're roommates?
That's one of my points, that they were roommates.
What does that have to do with anything?
They get along, man. They talk and plays.
All
this
the time.
Is what I was going to say, yes.
They're fucking smoking joints and playing Madden.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully they're playing Madden.
I think video game Derek Carr might be better than real life Derek Carr. At least I'm calling him by the right name this time.
Is Tim talking?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, good, because I thought my headpiece
was... Apparently, like, I'm Mr. Down on Oakland this year, and everyone else is super high on Oakland. I can see them being a bit better. What were they last year, Jeff?
I don't remember. 7-9?
7-9, I do believe.
How many times did they beat the Chargers?
Twice, because the Chargers didn't win a division game. But there was that Christmas Eve game. They should have wiped us off the map, but we scrapped. And we lost that thing in overtime.
I don't see them sweeping the Chargers again this year.
They will not.
So I don't see the path to 9 wins for the Raiders. I'm sorry. Like, I think that under 8.5 at even money is one of the better bets on the board, especially because I like Denver so much, too, that when you put those things together and I have Kansas City hitting the 9 wins, like, where are these wins going to come from? I just don't see it. Can someone talk me off of this and give me the case for the Raiders getting to 9 wins?
Well, part of it is that you had the Broncos too high in my estimation and Jeff's estimation. So there's a couple of at least one, if not two, wins that can be gleaned from the field there.
Okay.
And listen, I mean, this is a good defense. This is a well-coached team. If Derek Carr plays as he did in the first half of last season, this team will vie for the division. If he plays like he did in the second half, then you are going to be right, and they're not going to be competitive at all.
I kind of think
he will play like the first half.
I worry that the expectations will be a burden for this team.
Agreed.
This is a team that, like you said, that number is, I mean, Vegas, they sort of gauge the market. They have gauged that this is a number that the public will bear, that they can take close to.
Let me ask you this, just straight up, and I know that we're both down on the Dolphins, but what's the difference between the Raiders and the Dolphins? And why is one at 6.5, one at 8.5?
Because the public is really excited about the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah,
and from a fantasy perspective, like Amari, Latavius.
People like the Raiders, just as a team, outside of like fans of AFC West teams, I understand. The Raiders are a lovable team, and people would like to see Oakland do well.
Yeah, there's a good young core there.
They're a marquee franchise in the NFL.
There's a good young core there that they've cultivated through the draft.
I can see them being good.
They finally hit on – I know, but we're all, like, ready to anoint, like, Mac and Cooper as, like, superstars when it might still take a couple years. And they can't be superstars. I don't think your issue is with either of those two players.
No,
you think – you're probably looking at the rest of a roster being like, why is everyone so excited here? I worry because the expectations are high, and they're definitely hearing about it because they are the team more than any. I would say Oakland and Jacksonville are really being talked up as teams that have people are excited with how they've drafted in recent years, that they're really on that right trajectory. You wonder what they'll do with the expectations for a team that's always in recent history crumbled when they've had any kind of expectation. I'll say this, as a fan of a fellow AFC West team, I'm very nervous for what's happening there because I do like Jack Del Rio. I believe he is a leader.
All Jack Del Rio does is wear stupid fucking leather jackets on the sideline. It looks like an idiot. That's it.
I'm still going to pick the under here, but I like a lot of things happening
Oakland.
A lot of things happening in Oakland.
Over or under 8.5 wins.
Slight over.
Under.
So slight under for Jeff. Tim, slight over for you?
Yeah, slight over.
Strong under for me, one of my favorite bets on the board. And the fact that I'm getting even money on it, like it even more. Steelers, 10.5 wins. It is even money to bet the over, to bet the under. People are pounding it. You have to lay $210 to win 100 on the under on 10.5 wins for the Steelers. But they are +120 to win the division. To win the conference, they're +550. And to win the Super Bowl, they're 12-1. So Vegas thinks they're going to be good. The public, not so much. Tim, where do you fall on the Steelers? Because I feel like if Roethlisberger plays 14 of 16 games, they probably get to at least 10 wins.
So I have them as a slight over. I have them at 11-5. And here I'll show people how objective I can be. They thought the way I talked to the Patriots and Jets and Dolphins wasn't objective. The Steelers are my second most hated team in the NFL. I despise Pittsburgh with every fiber of my being. And yet, I would pick them to be an 11-5 team. And the reasons are pretty self-evident. Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, a defense that is still quality. Defense that last year was 11th overall.
Yeah, I'm not buying into that.
The defense, I think, is a real weak link, but they're going to score a lot.
Well, but it wasn't last year.
Fair enough, but just because it wasn't last year doesn't mean it would be.
Doesn't? No, of course not. But I don't see any reason to think that it's going to swing.
I think what's laughable here is comparing the Steelers to make the playoff odds against the Bengals to make the playoff odds.
Yeah, so the Steelers to make the playoffs is -300. It is half that for the Bengals to make the playoffs.
That's absurd. Like,
I think it has to do.
You're paying a tax. You pay a tax to bet on the Steelers.
You do. It's like betting on the Cowboys or betting on the Packers.
Absolutely.
Or even betting on the Patriots for that matter. They're a very public team. People like to bet on the Steelers. But everyone really seems to be enjoying betting this under. I don't think I would bet this either way, but I definitely wouldn't be hammering the under like people seem to be doing.
No. Steelers anyway, slight over.
So you're going with the slight over?
I got them winning 10 games.
Yeah. So you're going with a slight under?
Yeah, and I honestly think, I don't know, maybe the no playoff. Like, if I have to make any prop bet, it could be the no playoff bet.
Plus 235.
Even though I do kind of believe they make the playoffs.
You're getting more than 2-1 to bet no.
I don't think they're the best team.
That's not a bad idea.
I don't think they're the best team in their division. So right there, they're in a wild card pool. And at plus 235, I don't know. I mean, it's tough, though. You look around the conference.
But we both picked Baltimore on the slight over.
I know, but it's just tough. I look around the conference, and I look at those second-place teams in divisions, and they're probably the best ones. So I don't want to touch any of it.
I'm not. It's a no bet for me, too. I'm going to go with the slight over. The slight under. I think they finished 10-6 for some reason. For a second, thought it was 9-5. All right, it's time. San Diego Superchargers over under 6.5 wins, minus 220 to bet the over. People love the over on the Chargers. To bet the under is plus 175, 5.5-1 to win the division, to make the playoffs plus 325. Conference 38-1, Super Bowl 80-1. Jeff, are the Chargers going to win the Super Bowl this year?
No, but you guys can go first here.
Tim, let's start with you. I like the over of 6.5. I think this kind of plays into the fact that I'm not as high on the Chiefs. I'm not as high on the Raiders. I think that this is a rebound year for the Chargers, especially if they get a bit healthier with Luck. And, you know, Phillip Rivers stays healthy. I think they can get around there as long as the pieces in the offensive line can remain somewhat consistent over the course of 16 games.
Okay, well, I'll be brief. I like the under and the 5-11.
Didn't you pick them to win the division on the internet? And I replied with,
no.
In Nancy Kerrigan voice, why? Why me?
I don't think
that didn't
I did.
Happen.
On the Chiefs for a
Am
while.
I going to have to
really
search my Twitter to see my reply to you?
You should. Now, perhaps I may have been saying something facetious, but I think I've been pretty high on the Chiefs for quite a while. I'm not saying that didn't happen. I just have absolutely no recollection of it.
I think unequivocally the Chargers will be better. When you consider the injury luck they had last year is almost unforeseen. And then you consider like the 3, 4, 5 games they literally lost like at the buzzer. I don't think the Chargers were that far off from that 7-9, 8-8 when they're really lucky and things break right. We go 9-7. Get a wild card spot, win a wild card game in Cincy, because that's what visiting teams do, and we've been fortunate enough to do it. Like I said, I feel last year we were a couple coin flips away from being the team we've always been, so I can't see us being that far off from where they were then. And I do believe they're better if they could stay healthy. I think they can be a factor. I think this is a young defense that if they were the Dallas Cowboys or any other franchise, there'd be a lot of players on this defense that people would know. I think there's a lot of people who love the NFL, who watch tons of NFL, who don't have a freaking clue who Denzel Perryman is. And this guy's a star.
Do you think they're going to improve?
Pardon?
They were pretty bad last year. They were
yeah, they got chalked up. But if
year.
You
do you think if, they'll improve? Do you think they'll improve?
Yeah, they absolutely are, Tim, and they improve late in the season as they sort of handed the reins over to young players. Look at all those games. I don't know if you could pull it up in front of you. Pull up all those games at the end of the year where they were the inferior team and they were, like, losing by a point at the very end, holding Kansas City.
Yeah, the last game of the year is what first strikes to mind there against the Broncos, a game they had every chance to win.
I remember the Chiefs game when they had, like, three plays to win it.
Yeah,
and
that they would have gone for two because
we
had no interest playing overtime in a rainstorm on, like, December 20th when we had three wins. That Christmas Eve game.
They almost beat the Packers,
against
too,
the Raiders.
Didn't they?
The Packers on the road. We lost to the Ravens at the buzzer. We lost to the Bears at the buzzer. We lost to Le'Veon Bell scored. They went for it with, like, 2 seconds left, and we almost stopped them at the goal line.
That was a Monday night game.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
I just think we're very simple. Like, we're not much different from the team we've always been. Last year, everything broke against them. And I'm going to say one thing, and it's going to be the last time I speak on the issue.
Well, I actually wanted to ask you one thing first. How much of an impact do you think that Joey Bosa is going to have on the defense this year?
Okay, that's where I want to go. I'll tell you this. Joey Bosa can never play a game. He won't be as big of a problem as Deion Jordan was. That being said, here we go. I took time out of our golf show not too long ago to talk about how much I defended Joey Bosa and the stance he was taking and how disappointed I was in what the Chargers were doing. And I still respect the stance that Joey Bosa took. I feel he had every right to take it. but we have now crossed the point of no return, Patrick. He has got to come. He has got to show up. Do you know why? Because he lost. He will lose. He will not win. We will not budge. This is the hill that the San Diego Chargers and their ownership group will die on. I don't believe Joey Bosa is willing to die on this hill. And I say this saying that our ownership group, whether you think they're right or they're wrong, they, under zero circumstances, are going to give Joey Bosa a bonus structure that they did not give Phillip Rivers a year ago when they gave him an extension. It's not that Phillip Rivers didn't ask for it. We had a team precedent, and we didn't give it to him. So Joey Bosa is not walking into our locker room with something Phillip Rivers did not get. As I mentioned, Joey Bosa will lose. So why waste time? Why in 2 weeks decide I've lost and I'm going to show up when he can decide yesterday I've lost, I need to show up? His one course of action here, Pat, is to hold out the entire year.
Not get paid.
Not get paid. Go back in the NFL draft. Where's he going to get drafted? 9, 10, 11, 12, 8? He's not getting drafted third. Like, there's zero chance
maybe
of that
the Chargers
happening.
Will take him.
There's zero chance of him getting drafted third. So automatically, based on slot, he would get paid less, and he would ultimately delay his ability to become an unrestricted free agent by the full year. So that would be insane for Joey Bosa to do that. He has lost. I respected the hill he stood on, and he fought on, and his right to fight for it. But he lost, and now he needs to be a man, and he needs to come home, and he needs to go to work. Because as of this very moment, I will take the exact same stance quarterback one took Phillip Rivers. I will not speak about players who are not on this team. And Phillip Rivers says not on this team. You are not on this team. And that's the type of leadership I speak about, Tim, when I refer to a lack of it in other places.
That's fair. And I had a note here about Rivers because I think, I mean, it might sound cliche, but I think he's actually the key to the team. I mean, he is, I think, really underappreciated.
What did he say? Because I'm going thin there. What did he say?
He said that Phillip Rivers is the key to this team. Tim's also big point about their win total of 6.5 is, you know, they have to get to 7 wins to beat this 6.5 win total. That's the key.
No, I did preface with my comment with this is going to sound cliche.
That doesn't make it any less cliche.
The biggest problem with the San Diego Chargers is that they are head coached by Ellen DeGeneres. That is a problem. Because you know what Ellen DeGeneres does in a preseason game at fourth and goal from the 1.5?
Tweets racist things to Usain Bolt.
Ellen DeGeneres kicks a field goal in the preseason.
Well, I mean, maybe he's trying out different kickers.
No, we're not trying out kickers. We have a kicker. I cannot stand this. I was hoping that, because he is on the hot seat. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Tim referenced, I think he's second on the board. Tim mentioned he's near the top in his list, but he is second on that odds board of first coach to be fired. That is fair, because his contract allows him sort of to be fired without us paying a penalty. We're cheap AF, so we don't want to fire a coach. We're not the Pegulas. Like, we're not going to fire a coach with Rex Ryan's, like, 2 or 3 years left on it at that kind of money. That's just not what the Chargers do. And then go have to pay another coach to actively coach the team. So he's the head coach.
And they've got a perfect guy in Wisenhunt to take over as acting head coach if the axe falls.
So,
right?
So that concerns me. And, I'm high on this team. I think this is a young defense that's ready to take a big step. Joey needs to be a part of it, even though he's not on the team.
I feel bad for John Pagano.
You feel bad for who?
For John Pagano, because he can't use Bosa the way he would like to use him. Whenever they get this resolved, you can be sure that he was going to they were not going to use him as just a stand-up.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Defensive
Tim's
end.
Onto something, because we are naturally a 3-4. Bosa's naturally a 4-3. That's what he did at Ohio State. And we were going to use him in a lot of hybrid situations. How are we going to implement those hybrid situations?
Now.
Training camp.
Yeah,
I feel we might just
be
talking
ready,
over each
exactly,
other because I really
October.
Can't hear him.
All right. Let's just pick our picks. I'm going over. You're going over. Tim, you're going under?
Going under, but reluctantly.
But how can you go under?
Well,
no, I don't, whatever. It's your opinion. The games will play. Because you know what? We lost every single game in the division last year. Every single game. So you know what that means? We're going to Arrowhead week 1. We're going to stomp them.
I like that. I actually like that.
And I'll tell you this now. I'll tell you this right now. No, Tim, stop talking because I can't hear if you're talking. But I need to say this. Week one, we're going to Arrowhead and bet the +7 because I'll tell you right now, come Sunday morning, it's like 5.5. That 7 will be gone Sunday morning.
What is the crappy Monday night game this year? The late Monday night game.
Oh, it's not. We're off that.
You're off that? What is that game this
year? The 49ers have sort of been bestowed that game. It is.
Is it LA Rams at the 49ers? Yeah.
It's at the 49ers or at the Rams?
Yes, at the 49ers.
Ah, damn it, I was hoping it was in L.A. and I'd bet the 49ers. That's not going
to
happen.
I will say this to make Jeff happy, that the Chiefs will be my suicide pick in week one. So,
did you hear that?
I heard it. I'm smiling. I hope everyone in my pool does the same thing. It's the middle of August. I'm drinking the mother effing Kool-Aid.
Of course you got it.
Like, I'm a fan, okay?
When you're
I'm looking in the camera. It's the middle of August, and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Because that's what I do. If I can't be excited today, when can I be excited?
What if you were a Titans fan?
That would be less exciting.
Their win total is 5.5. People really do like the over, weirdly enough. It's -170.
What?
The under is -140. What?
I was sort of wondering, you don't have their prop on what their run-pass overall play call percentage will be this year.
98% run? Yeah. They're really going to vie for the 1972 Super Bowl. Division 10-1 to make the playoffs, 4-1, conference 50-1, Super Bowl 50-1. Tim, can they at least be marginal this year? Because they don't look like they're very good.
I'll be quick with the Titans. I think they're a significant work in progress. I have the under. I have very little reason to be excited about them.
I am taking the under on them as well, unless, I mean, I'm going to take the under, but the way that I see them breaking out of it is if that offensive line truly is improved and they can run the ball and Mariota is actually legit and he takes a step forward, doesn't, you know, suffer a hamstring injury in week 3, and then he's mediocre for 5 weeks, then has to sit out week 9, then comes back and is all right. You get a healthy Mariota, and he takes a step like I expect Jameis to do this year, then the Titans can beat this number. Unfortunately, I don't see that happening. I think the under +140 is a very, very good bet. Jeff, over or under?
Under.
That'll do it on the Pat Mayo Hour. We'll get out of here. Thank you, Jeff, for being here. Everyone can follow you on Twitter at GFeinberg17. We'll be back every single week with our head-to-head betting show where we talk about each of the games, preview it all, go over the odds, and make our picks. And, of course, I need to thank Tim Andergust!
Tim Andergust.
Not my name.
Is your name for being here as well. Tim, you can catch every week during the regular season with Gary and Thorne on the Fantasy Football Ranking Show, which comes out Tuesday nights or Wednesday mornings, depending on how much gumption I have to cut the show that night or not. Anyway, thanks for being here. You can follow Tim on Twitter at Tim Andercost. You can also follow
me
at...
That's not a real Twitter account.
It is absolutely a real Twitter account. I even heard it's verified.
Lies.
No, not lies. Not lies at all. Facts. You can follow me at the PME. Subscribe to the Pat Mayo Hour on YouTube and iTunes and anywhere multimedia lives. Thanks for watching. We'll be back with the NFC. I'll see you next time.